Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, here we go. 4 o'clock hour on this Dolphins Monday. Not a great Dolphins Monday. Certainly like to have a victory rather than a loss. You'd rather have an accurate Tua rather than an inaccurate Tua. You'd rather have a better run game than what you saw yesterday. I think they had 8 rushes total. But it is what it is. You're not going to win every game. And there was some Dolphins news today, and I don't know if people consider this good news or bad news. So we know Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, the game's going to be prime time. It is Sunday night football, Tua versus Justin Herbert. It's a great matchup for TV and nationally. There's some real juice to that. Looking forward to that. And then we learned today the following game, which is in Buffalo, will be Saturday night, the 17th. There's going to be a Saturday triple header on that Saturday. It'll be prime time, so it'll be the night game on Saturday. Do you like that or not like that? Because it makes it a shorter week, obviously. Not by much, because you're playing Saturday night. But I guess anytime you push it up by a day from... Actually, now that I think about it, you're on the West Coast Sunday night. Then you got to fly back, and then you got to... Everything gets pushed up a day, because you got to be in Buffalo Saturday night. So, yeah, it is a shorter week. I guess that's not great for the Dolphins, huh?
No, it's not, because now you're getting back really Monday morning because you got that long-ass flight. So you got to get to the airport. What do you leave? Earliest you leave is 7, 8 o'clock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I know I don't like it. I don't like it because now you're losing a day, so you have to work on Monday. But now you're just getting in Monday. You have Tuesday off, but nobody wants to take Tuesday off now. It's going to mess up the schedule. So is it an excuse for the Buffalo game? No, you should get up. That's AFC East opponent, and you already whooped them. But, yes, I don't like the structure of this setup.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought that through. But, yeah, that's right, because they're not going to leave after the game on Sunday night. Or maybe they will. Could they leave after the game on Sunday night? Because it's be only 5 o'clock there. I mean, yeah. You leave – Yeah, maybe leave. Maybe I don't know. Regardless, it's a shorter week, and the game's in Buffalo, and so couple of different and interesting games coming up. I mentioned this earlier, but they are favorites over the Chargers. They will not be favorites over the Bills. I can tell you that right now. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens Sunday night and how they bounce back from yesterday's performance, which was less than stellar, right? I don't know that there were any facets of the game that were good even, right? Because you shouldn't – I mean, you know, I kind of feel like you got a guy like Brock Purdy. I kind of feel like with the Dolphins defense, that guy should be on his back, you know, the entire game and looking like a deer in headlights, and he wasn't. And like I just mentioned, the running game was non-existent. Tua was – wildly inaccurate. He was throwing every ball high. There wasn't much positive yesterday, was there? I guess other than the fact that they were in it at the end.
They were in it. That's like I said. My point, down by 6 with the ball in the fourth quarter. Like that, all that happened, you were still in the game. And also the sacks, man. What'd they have? Three?
That's true.
Three sacks. So, yeah, I could say those were the positives of the game, is that they did get to him, but they should have got to him more. So I'm on both sides of this argument, Hawk. They should have gave Brock Purdy hell.
That's, you know, I said it at the beginning of the show today. Like, if I told you the Dolphins were going to open the game with a 75-yard touchdown pass, they're going to go up 7-0 on the first play of the game, and then they're going to knock Jimmy Garoppolo out of the game, and you're going to face their third-string quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant, for the rest of the game. Like, that was shaping up to be such a good Dolphins victory, and it just – I don't know why Tua was never able to find his accuracy. Like, is it something as simple as, yeah, Teron Armstead's not there, so he doesn't have the – I don't even know if it's the time, but it's the confidence. Is it as simple as that?
Yeah, that's what you would put it on, especially from his last 2 months. He hadn't thrown interceptions since September. So that was the point. Like, why did he go crazy this game, Hawk? That's all I could give you back is what you just said. He knew his time was limited. He probably was stepping up a little early, releasing a little earlier than he wanted to. Just that, because he's not hurt. He hasn't been hurt. He hadn't been dinged up, hadn't been on injury report. What made him misfire a number of balls, and especially that one, the first interception, the throw to Tyreek, that was way behind him. What's making him misfire him early? I would have to say, in the back of his head, he knows, damn, I might get hit in the back of my head.
Right. I think that was it. I think it may have been more the idea, like just the knowledge that Teron Armstead's not out there, which really, again, I know I was out all last week, but I'm sure you guys discussed. I mean, Teron Armstead, you start to realize just how important he is to this team, because we've talked plenty about Tua, the MVP, Tyreek Hill, the MVP, but you probably can't overstate just how important Teron Armstead is to the offense.
Yes, and throwing the ball high, I was watching something on ESPN where you're not really having a full, you know, your full throw motion, and maybe you don't want to really step up and put all that weight on your front leg and let it go fully when you know you're about to get hit. Because he got sacked, what, three times? Mm-hmm. But he got pressured a lot. He was getting touched. Like, they were letting him know that we're very close to us. So I think it got in the back of his head, Hawk. I'm not saying maybe. I think it got in the back of his head, that pressure.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. He had two interceptions and the strip sack or the strip fumble that went for a touchdown, which was, for gamblers, probably a crazy turn of events, potentially. It almost was for us, because we were going to live bet the Dolphins plus, I think it was 10, and they would have been fine up until that fumble that turned into a little waltz into the end zone there for the 49ers.
And I wasn't even running.
Jimmy Garoppolo is out for the season, I believe I saw today. There are a few things today. Baker Mayfield has been cut. Garoppolo is out for the season. What else did I see? Dolphins, who'd they sign? Is it Eric Fisher?
Eric Fisher, yeah.
Let's see if I'm missing anything else here.
You know what? It was impressive what Brock Purdy did, but Jimmy being out for the season, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That might have affected their chances of, like, Super Bowl.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, I'm a fan of Jimmy Garoppolo, and that is a major loss for them. Let me just see what Schefter is saying today. Baltimore Ravens are signing veteran wide receiver DeSean Jackson, according to Drew Rosenhaus.
Never going to leave.
I was going to say.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh told reporters Lamar Jackson will be week to week with his knee injury, this week being less likely. Dolphins signing former number one overall pick Eric Fisher, and they placed Austin Jackson on injured reserve. Commanders and Giants were flexed to Sunday Night Football for Week 15. That's the game where the Dolphins play on that Saturday night. And what else? Panthers announced that they have released quarterback Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. After their win over Indianapolis Sunday night, the Cowboys will welcome free agent visitor Odell Beckham Jr. to Dallas today. A lot going on this NFL Monday. Yeah. So Kyle Shanahan, it says from Adam Schefter, Kyle Shanahan told reporters 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will require season-ending foot surgery. More medical tests are scheduled for Monday. So he is gone for the season. That is a huge loss for them.
Man, so NFC, just think about it. One of the front runners lose their quarterback, and the other one signed Odell Beckham Jr.
Right.
And NFC's working itself out right now.
Crowder is doing the show today from Cairo, Egypt. You did not mishear me. He is doing the show today from Cairo, Egypt. I did not know that until we started the show. And it's still kind of interesting to me.
You want a Cairo, Egypt I don't want to say evaluation, but something I've learned here over the last one day. They hustle backwards. You know how when you're selling something, like you're supposed to like give a high price the first offer? Hey, man, buy this for 30. And then when you say no, then they say, okay, I'll give it for you for 20. You know what I'm saying? Like you make them, make people feel like you're getting a deal. They say everything's a dollar. And then when you say yes, then they say, but this is worth 20. I'm like, no. You're doing this wrong.
Interesting. So they're bringing you in. It's the old bait and switch.
Yes. And they've got me 74 times. Because it's a kid, and he's like, hey, a dollar. I'm like, damn, that's three T-shirts for a dollar. I don't care what the T-shirts say. I'm going to buy them if they're 33 cents a piece. Oh, but sir, these are $15 a piece. I said, you're the one. You brought up dollar. I didn't even say dollar. You said dollar.
Happens to me.
Would you want one for 15?
Every time I'm in the Bahamas, they come up, they hand me like the little tree or the flower. Oh, a little something for your wife. Just give it to her. Oh, okay. The moment you give it to her, $30. Hey, what? I thought you just handed me that. Hey, yeah, it was, I handed it to you because it's $30. What happened? And
that's when you say, Lord, here, give it here. Give it here. Give it here. Here you go, sir.
give it here. What time is it right now in Egypt?
It is 11:11.
11:11. Look at you. Yeah. Are you? So I'm assuming you'll be shutting it down. Is it? You're not going out tonight after the show at midnight?
Oh,
or 1 a.m. I guess.
There's actually a club right across the street from the hotel.
Oh, really?
So yeah. So you know, sneak over there, grab a bottle of sparkling water or something. You know.
Very interesting. How's the weather in Egypt?
It's actually beautiful. It's, like, you know, 65, like cool, little breeze. You know, you're not too hot, but it's not cold. The weather's awesome.
And the hotel that you're in, are you in the, like, the heart of the city?
Yes. Security outside, you know, armed guards, and they have a metal detector walking in. We're in the thick of it, as they say.
You going to a restaurant yet? Have you gone, or are you staying mostly on the property?
No, we went out. Like, to go to the pyramids, you have to ride out. So we went out to the pyramids today, and on the way back, the tour guide took us to like a famous restaurant, and it was cool. They play music, they cook the bread right in front of you. You get your own little grill. So like they put a grill with charcoal on the table, and whatever meat you get to keep it hot, it goes on the table grill. They watch out for you here now.
Look at that. All right, yeah. Crowder is in Egypt. Solana is on the West Coast with the Dolphins. He's taking a few days off to enjoy himself. So Dan Day is with us, and Dan has your 4 o'clock headlines.
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. A couple of minutes ago, ESPN flashed some analytics on Brock Purdy. Before Jimmy Garoppolo got injured, the 49ers had a 99% chance to make the playoffs. With Brock Purdy, a 90%, but it drastically drops when it comes to making the Super Bowl. It goes from like 12-13% to like 4%.
Yeah, I was looking at some odds, some Vegas odds. I mean, the 49ers took a real hit there. And obviously they should. I mean, you're going to, I mean, he's their third string quarterback.
Yeah, you know, when guys come in and do that one little run, we always say, we said it for years, Hawk, the league will figure him out. The league is going to figure out Brock Purdy very quickly.
I just wish the Dolphins had figured him out. I just wanted him to, I wanted him to look, boy, I mean, did you see the way Skylar Thompson looked when he came in for his one pass? That's how I wanted Brock Purdy to look.
Yeah, Skylar hit the guy in the chest. Guy didn't even have his eyes open. Hey, linebacker, here you go. Yeah, no. You know what? He was prepared. More than being upset, I want to give some love to Purdy for being ready to go in the game as a damn 277th pick in the draft, never expecting to get in the damn ball game.
That's a good call.
Over at the World Cup, Croatia defeated Japan via shootout earlier today. Brazil defeated South Korea 4-1. And did you see one of the breaking stories, not really from the World Cup, but the world of soccer? Cristiano Ronaldo supposedly has been offered by Saudi Arabia team Al Nassr $75 million a year and a lot of control with the organization.
Yeah, I'd seen that last week. It's going to be very interesting to see if he goes to Saudi Arabia and plays there. There's a lot of implications with that.
The Marlins are said to be open to trading everyone on the team with the exception of Cy Young winner Sandy Alcantara.
Okay.
Damn. Everybody.
I mean, I'll defer to Kim Ng on that one. So that seems plausible.
My son likes Jazz Chisholm. That's why I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do like Jazz. We missed him all season. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, good point.
The Heat, they're walking in Memphis as they'll play the Grizzlies tonight at 8.
That's an excellent song, little reference there. Mark Cohn, walking in Memphis. Very well done, Dan.
What a way to catch it. I like it. The Panthers, they took down the Kraken 5-1 Saturday, and the Cats, they'll face Winnipeg tomorrow at 8.
All right, very good.
Let's get to weather, brought to you by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Cloudy, partly, chance of rain, about like 35%, but should stay clear throughout the night.
All right, very good. It's a Dolphins Monday. We'll keep talking some Dolphins here on the program. I have to cough. I apologize. But I am getting over pneumonia. So Dan had to work with me on Friday. On Friday, you were off. It was your birthday. Solana was traveling with the Dolphins, and Dan was hosting a best of. And I said, I'll jump on with you at the top of every hour. And I was still kind of in the heart of having a whole bunch of action in my chest. And I felt bad for Dan. Did I do all right on Friday, Dan, or was it very annoying?
Yeah, no, you were great. But then the last hour you jumped off and Jimmy was worried about you. He was like, Dan, is everything going to be okay? I was like, I think he'll be all right.
My chest was hurting. But then, you know, on Saturday, I told you we went to the Odyssey Beach Festival and I knew the optics were bad on the head. I'm like, well, I just missed an entire week of work. But it'll be nice to be out on the beach. But then even by the end of the day, Saturday, I was like, all right, I just need a day to relax, which was yesterday. Watch football, do nothing but watch football, and now I've got the sporadic cough here and there, but I think I'm on the road to recovery.
Anyway. Okay, patient zero. Goodness gracious.
I know. It was a bad illness, man. I mean, I was wiped out. Just wiped out.
I know. We remember some of the pictures you sent. You were trying to be funny, and me and Salada were texting off the thread like, do you see him? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I was wiped out.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Anybody want seconds on Jell-O?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hawk and Crowder.
Give you Dolphins grades from Perk in the Sun Sentinel, all right? Here's what he's got from yesterday. So Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel, he gives the passing game a C, Crowder. He says, this is a tough one to grade. Obviously, the long touchdowns were good to see. Hill, 9 receptions, 146 yards, 1 touchdown. And Sherfield, 1 reception, 75 yards, 1 touchdown, provided the shot in the arm the passing game needed. However, the sack fumble against Tagovailoa and the interceptions, which came on back-to-back third-quarter passes, were rough. Tua absorbed 3 sacks and was inaccurate for much of the day. Pass protection, while good at times, was spotty at best. Not having Armstead at right tackle. Austin Jackson proved costly. Still running back Jeff Wilson dropped a pass, and the communication and execution up front on twists and sloppy. Not a good performance. Passes were about the only bright spots. Would you give the passing game a C? You agree with what Perk wrote?
Yeah. Tua was off, and then I'm going to bring up Thompson. But, yeah, with Tua being off, some big ones were there, but it just wasn't what we're used to seeing, the efficiency and all. So, yes, I'm with Perk. I got a C.
Running game, F. Simply put, the ground game was a failure. The totals, 8 carries for 33 yards, say it all. Wilson had 1 carry for 3 yards. Raheem Mostert had 7 carries for 30 yards. Both said they individually need to do better. They're right. The Dolphins can't be a one-dimensional offense, especially without Armstead, who stabilizes the entire operation up front. Without the run game, the Dolphins can't throw on play action, and the offense is predictable, which happened against the 49ers. San Francisco entered the game with the league's best run defense, and now you know why. The Dolphins must find a way to run the ball.
And try more. Because just, I get it. 8 for 33 doesn't sound good at all, and it was terrible. But that's 4.1 yards per carry, too. You know, like, why wouldn't you try more?
Right.
It's almost like McDaniel, the point of us saying that he knew the team, it's almost like he was like, we can't run on these guys. You can't run on them, but you got 4 yards a carry if you look at the numbers in the breakdown. So I think they gave up on the run way too early. It's down by 6 halfway through the fourth quarter. This was not a I have to pass game.
Defending the pass, Perk gives them a C+. Purdy, 25 of 37, 210 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 88.8 passer rating. Sliced and diced the secondary when necessary, but the Dolphins' pass rush had 4 sacks and 10 quarterback hits. Linebackers Melvin Ingram and Bradley Chubb each had 1 sack, and linebackers Jalen Phillips, Jerome Baker, Andrew Van Ginkle, and defensive lineman Zach Sealer each had a half a sack. And cornerback Xavier Howard had an interception, which probably would have been better off batting it down, but regardless. Regardless, the 49ers got 15 of their 24 first downs via the pass. 4 players had at least 30 yards receiving, running back Christian McCaffrey, 80 yards, 1 touchdown, and wide receivers Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings. The Dolphins weren't bad in this area. They just weren't as good as they need to be.
Debo could have got his. Ayuk could have got his. What killed us was Christian McCaffrey getting them first downs, getting down to the 20. Christian McCaffrey destroyed us in that game. And receiving, not just running, receiving. He was out there split like a receiver, still eating us up.
Defending the run, Perk gives them a D. This wasn't a dominant performance by the 49ers, but they used their 34 carries for 134 yards to control the clock and double up the time of possession, 40 minutes to 19, essentially. McCaffrey, 17 carries, 66 yards, 3.9 yards per carry. Wasn't great, but he was effective. Baker and defensive lineman Christian Wilkins, who was everywhere, by the way, did what they could. However, the 49ers were determined to run the ball. They had 16 carries for 69 yards in the first half and 18 carries for 52 yards in the second half.
What did he say, D?
Gave him a D, yeah.
D. No, I would say more. I would say a C minus. I give a little better because they didn't really – like that end – after they – they might have got 40 yards on that last drive when they were trying to milk the clock. So I think those numbers are a little offset. But, no, I didn't think they did that bad against the run, especially a team that loves to run the ball like Kyle Shanahan does.
Christian Wilkins was everywhere, wasn't he? He was impressive.
He was balling, but he just needs some help. He needs some help there with somebody else to make some plays up the middle because they're not going to run at him. You know what? Honestly, that series I'm talking about, they were all cutbacks. Where you're penetrating front side and Christian McCaffrey will put his foot in the ground and go back the other way. He got 20 yards on back, 10 back-to-back 10-yard runs right there doing the same thing.
Coaching. Chris Perkins gives the Dolphins a C-. The Dolphins didn't get out-coached. Mike McDaniel didn't do anything uncharacteristic in his visit to his old stomping grounds and in a matchup against his friend and mentor, Kyle Shanahan. The Dolphins had 8 penalties for 68 yards, and that's a reflection on coaching. And they had no answer for Purdy, a 7th-round pick. That shouldn't be the case. They ought to be able to rattle the rookie, move him off his spot, confuse him. That didn't happen, and the coaching staff needs to find a way to run the ball effectively.
Yeah, the Purdy thing I won't put on coaching as much, but giving up on the run, running the ball 8 times in a game, that's what I would say. Coach McDaniels almost feared the front 7 of his prior team, which that's not good.
And then Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel, he did stock up and stock down. Stock up, he's got Christian Wilkins. I can't say enough. I thought his game was super impressive. And for stock down, he's got the offense. He says the Dolphins only scored 2 touchdowns, both on long passes. They need to consistently put fear into a defense, and the 49ers weren't scared of this offense at all, even after the 75-yard touchdown pass on the first play. The Dolphins miss Armstead, but they need to find a workaround. Tagovailoa was inaccurate, and the run game was non-existent. The Dolphins need to find a way to consistently score touchdowns. They did it against the soft part of the schedule, but must find a way when it matters most.
The Dolphins were 0-for-7 on third down, and one that jumps out to me is the Mike Gesicki drop. That was like a 3rd-and-1. You can't get talking about the run game, Hawk. They need to figure out a way to have some power running game, because just like the 49ers did on that 4th-and-1 when they ran Purdy and he got the first down, we don't even do that anymore. We don't even try to run on 3rd and 4th and short. You have to have a run game that can get you damn 24 inches if you need it. That the run game needs to improve on all aspects.
How impressed were you when Mike McDaniel went for it on 4th down deep in their own territory and threw the ball, by the way?
Yeah. That was, you know what? Great. It's what is he doing? Yeah, there you go, coach. That, it's one of those situations.
I mean, you just don't see that. But he was true to himself. Like, he goes for it in those situations. It didn't matter if they were on their own 20-yard line. He was going for it. It was great. And that Gesicki, I mean, that it's a totally different game if Gesicki was able to bring down that ball. It was good coverage. I mean, he had somebody draped over him, but a couple of what ifs. You had a chance at the end. You had a chance to still win it and just couldn't do it.
You know what? It's an old saying. When two good teams play, the game's going to be decided by 2 or 3 plays. The Tua sack force fumble, Gesicki's drop, and either one of the interceptions, pick them. You take those 3 plays out, which you can't, the Dolphins win that game. Holding call.
Yep.
2-3 plays are going to decide any game between 2 good teams.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
God bless. Good night, darling. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right. Texted Solana during the commercial break. Why don't you call in, get an update where he is. We know where Crowder is. Crowder's in Egypt.
He's too big for us.
I tweeted out the picture where, you know, I said, you know, at 2 o'clock it came on the air, and I casually asked Crowder where he is, and all of a sudden I have a picture of him standing in front of one of the pyramids in full Egyptian garb, by the way. Is that a button-down? Is that a button-down shirt you're wearing?
It's a there's a real big name for it, but I just call it my dress, and it does. It has half buttons down the chest.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you look good there. So anyway, I tweeted out that picture, and Mike Cugno has tweeted back and responded, "This has international incident written all over it." And I agree with that. I think we're going to have an international incident with Crowder gallivanting around Egypt throughout the next week.
Did you see my response, though?
No.
I just text Mike back. I went and got the clothes to blend in, you know, to blend in. And I'm putting sunglasses on the Sphinx. I'm a local now. They've accepted me as their equal.
Well, look at you. Crowder's in Egypt. I'm in Boca. And Solana's on the West Coast, but I don't know where he is exactly. But he is on the phone right now. Where are you, Solana?
I'm just gallivanting across Rodeo Drive right now.
It sounds like you're on a horse and carriage. It sounds like a clippity-clop of a... Do you have a turn signal on or something?
Yeah, I'm on speaker. Should I take it off speaker?
No, I don't know what the clippity-clop is. It sounded like you were on a horse or something.
Yeah, it's my turn signal.
He's making his way out west. He's part of the gold rush. Like 1849. No, where are you, Solan? I don't know where you are on the West Coast.
Right now I'm in L.A., staying in L.A. Tomorrow I'm going to San Diego. And, you know, just cruising down Rodeo Drive right now. Just living a life, man.
All right. Did you, we mentioned earlier, you sent us a picture closing in on Earl of Sandwich. Did you stop anywhere for good food today?
I wanted to go to Earl of Sandwich, but my girlfriend threatened to break up with me. So we didn't end up going to Earl of Sandwich. We went to a place called Egg Slut.
Oh, I did see that on your Instagram, Egg Slut. How was it?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, eggs and...
They don't have an egg slut in Egypt, Crowder? Ask the concierge where the closest egg slut is.
I told you there's a club across the street.
Crowder's in Cairo right now.
What? You weren't joking.
What am I doing? I'm enjoying life, I guess.
Didn't you see the picture that he texted us in front of the pyramid?
Right, but it just looked like a Snapchat filter. I mean, I could have a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower in 30 seconds if you give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, you think Crowder's doing Snapchat filters now? I mean, he doesn't know Snapchat filters. If he wants a picture in front of a pyramid, he's got to go to the pyramid. No, we're doing the first segment, and you know, we do the casual, so where are you doing the show from? And he's like, I'm in Cairo. And he was 100% serious.
Hey, how are you feeling, Hawk? You sound good.
Yeah, I feel a lot better. Don't I? I think I sound better. I've had a couple coughing fits on the air, but listen, Crowder can connect Solana. From Cairo.
Are you going to turn anytime soon, Solana? Are you ever turning?
What is that? What is that clippity clop?
It's the turn signal. I mean, what do you want from me?
Well, what are you doing? Just driving in a square?
I'm waiting to turn.
But what are you at? Like an arrow, and they're like, have you given everybody fair enough warning yet that you're turning?
Is that a four-way stop?
Hey, well.
Go ahead. You come on. You go. You come on.
Go, funny. So, go ahead. So are you driving? Did you rent a car?
Yeah. I rented a car. And we got into L.A. late last night after the game. Oh, by the way, I mean, what a bummer of a loss last night, man, with the Dolphins. Just totally a bummer.
I mean, we've done 3 hours of talking about the Dolphins. You're going to give me your hot take now? I'm trying to figure out if you're going to eat an In-N-Out burger. I'm trying to get some exciting info here. All I'm hearing is a turn signal.
Hey, Crowder, so much for your Malcolm Brogdon take, huh? I mean, Jimmy Butler's back, baby!
Jimmy comes back and they look good, Solana. I'll tell you that much.
That's funny.
Hey, I am going to hit up In-N-Out. I'll call in the show. I was going to do it, so I'll call in the show while I'm at In-N-Out.
All right, cool.
But where else should I go? We're going to go to San Diego tomorrow, but I'll be back in L.A. Wednesday. So you let
you
me know if there's anywhere else you
gotta
want me to go.
Pink's. Got to get hot dogs Pink's? At Pink's. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Legendary.
Did you hit Rohan Cardi?
Rohan, no, but I'm going to hit up the place that he told us. Well, that Mexican place, I'm definitely going to go there.
You call him. Why don't you call him personally? Why are you sneaking around LA?
I know LA. You go to Pink's. You go to In-N-Out Burger. You go to you go to the freeway. They got the freeway. They got the LAX. Go to LAX. So there's some good the Staples Center, Crypto Arena, whatever it is. You go see that. You're good to go. Go see the Hollywood
side. I went to Crypto Arena. I went to Crypto Arena and I thought to myself, man, it'd be great to go to a game here. Well, both teams are on East Coast road trips, and there's this damn Disney on Ice for 7 days straight. You know, this Disney on Ice, there's no way people are still going to Disney on Ice. I mean, it's been around for two decades.
What is happening here? So you showed up in an arena just hoping for a game?
No, I'm saying, like, I drove by it because I was in the area, and I've never seen Staples Center, so I wanted to see it. And I said to my girlfriend, Valentina, I said, oh, we should go watch a Lakers or Clippers game. It'd be really cool. And I checked the schedule. It's Disney on Ice for 2 weeks. What the hell?
Take her to that. That's perfect. OJ McDuffie texts in, take a driving tour through Compton. You know where Compton is?
Yeah, I do. I'm familiar. I think I have a relative there.
Take a driving tour. Say hi to Doughboy for me. Actually, you know where you should go in LA? You got to go to Randy's Donuts. Put Randy's Donuts on your list.
All right. Yeah, I told Valentina about the Cambodian donut shops. We got to go.
Right. You got to go to one of those, but you got to go to Randy's Donuts. That's iconic. It's got the big giant donut on the roof.
Right. Yeah, like the Simpsons. All right. Yeah, bet.
That's not good. Solana, Solana, go to Compton and put all your hot takes on a sandwich board like on Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Right. Go look at Bruce Willis in Die Hard 3 and do the same sandwich board. This will be a funny radio bit, Solana. This will be great.
Have Valentino record it. I'm telling you, this would be awesome.
This will be a hoot. I mean, Solana, we will go viral.
Doesn't everybody want to go viral, Solana?
Is turning again?
Wait, where? I don't understand.
He's in a parking lot.
Are you driving an Uber? I've never seen someone turn this much.
Good grief.
Got to the car rental place. They're like, what kind would you like? A medium, large size, anything with a really loud turn signal. Okay, we've got something for you right here.
Dukem, 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 dukem.
All right, enjoy L.A., Solana. We'll talk with you later on in the week.
I miss you guys.
Are you on the air tonight for the Heat game?
Of course, I wouldn't miss that.
Yeah, we know. We'll see you, buddy. Be safe.
All right. Later, guys. Enjoy Egypt, Crowder.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take plenty of pictures and videos. You'll see.
A sentence you never thought you'd utter at the end of a radio segment. Enjoy Egypt, Crowder.
Gotcha.
All right. See you, Solana. Right. Be safe. Later, drive guys. Safe out there. Try not to turn too much. Guy's turning again. All right. Unbelievable.
Where's he going?
How do I turn this off?
All right, Solana will be on tonight for preheat. When does that start, Dan? Is that 6:45 tonight?
That is correct, 6:45.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No, 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 baby, it's me, Baboni.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.